Utah Democratic Party delegates voted last month to keep the caucus and convention system, with the understanding that a committee of Democrats would spend the next year studying possible changes to the status quo. Breanne Miller is secretary of the Utah Democratic Party and a member of that committee. She says right now, discussions are focused on lowering the threshold of delegate votes needed for a candidate to qualify to get on the primary ballot.
Although I think there's some people who would consider possibly raising it. And lowering the threshold, of course, would potentially allow multiple people to move through the convention process, and then there would be an increased number of primaries.
Rich McCune is chair of Count My Vote, a Republican group that's pushing for a ballot initiative to either move to a direct primary or keep the current system, while also allowing interested candidates to get on the primary ballot by collecting enough signatures. Neither the state Democratic Party nor the Utah GOP were able to approve changes to the systems at their party organizing conventions earlier this year. McCune says the system should encourage the full participation of as many voters as possible, and the current system is exclusionary.
Presently, if a candidate gets 60%, they can avoid a primary. And if they had raised it to 70 or 75 or 80, which it has been historically in the state of Utah, I think we would have agreed that those were the kinds of changes that would have made a difference.
The Count My Vote group has raised at least $70,000 so far. The organization is backed by former Utah Republican Governor Mike Leavitt and public affairs firm The Exoro Group. Utah is the only state that currently limits ballot access to those candidates who are selected through a caucus convention system. Whitney Evans, KUER News.